think we got butane in the 40s.
When you got the fire going good, what would you put on it usually? Like late at night, if you wanted it to burn all night.
They'd put another piece of wood in there, and that sort of have a little fire in the morning. Wouldn't have much. Most times you'd have to light it back.
Mm-hmm. In a fireplace, do you have those things you put wood on?
Yeah.
They hold the wood. Wood goes across.
That's right. I got one now.
Those are
fire logs. Firewood logs. Then you got a basket. They got a wood basket now, they call it. You sit in the fireplace and set your wood on.
Where did y'all used to keep your wood?
Stacked out in the yard. We cut the wood in the summertime. See, when they kind of get caught up with farming, they'd cut wood for a month at a time. With all the colored help. See, we had a lot of colored help.
Yeah.
They were sharecrop in my times. We had all this lake bank, we had mule, that was a lot, mule lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Kept all your mules there?
Yeah, on the lake bank. They had a little old building down there, and they had a building there and had all the harnesses in this building with the names of the mules on it. Each harness was for a certain mule.
Yeah.
Then we had colored people that had, they worked certain mules. They had their own mules. It was our mules, but they had them, they worked them.
The place where you kept them?
Yeah, it was a gear house, they called it.
And they stayed in there too?
What?
Stayed in
the... Oh, we had a big barn for the mules. Hay barn, we called it. Had a big hay barn right in front of the big house over there, off from the right. Real big barn.
You kept the hay where?
We kept the hay in a big hay barn with a shed over it for the mules. Then we kept the gear in a little old gear house, we called it, about 100 yards from it.
No, but was the hay up on the top? Was it up?
Oh yeah, we had a hay loft.
Yeah.
And then you'd have a rack, see, on the side up under the shed. And you throw the hay down in this rack.
How'd you get the hay up there, Jeff?
They'd haul it up there with pitchforks, throw it with pitchforks.
Okay. Now, did you have a place where all the animals could, the mules, you just kept the mules over there?
Well, we had hogs.
Yeah. Tell me about, where did you keep the hogs?
On the lake bank. They was in the same lot. Just a big open lake bank. We had all the way up here, see.
Keep chickens there, geese?
No, we had chickens in the backyard. We always had chickens. Had a big chicken house. We raised little chickens, baby chicks, and
where
we kept
could,
them.
Yeah, where'd you have them? They could run around in
them. We had a chicken pen, big chicken lot, with two or three chicken houses.
Yeah.
In other words, you'd have one for the baby chicks. Then you have a lot for your older laying hens.
Uh-huh.
They'd cull them out, see, the one that keeps on for layers as you go on.
That's interesting. Y'all had everything here then. You probably hardly ever had to go into town.
That's right. Well, I remember when you just didn't buy something. You bought, see, my dad and him bought something in the fall. They go to town and buy. They had a commissary, they called it.
Uh-huh.
And they'd stock up, and that would be enough for all work. You didn't go to town to buy anything. So we had our own hogs, chickens, and garden. And going to town to buy something, that was just a rare occasion, just rare. See, we had the cows for milk.